Welcome to a fictional middle school in your city. You're about to meet Lynn Ross, an English teacher. She's about to have an encounter with Ed Silva, the father of one of her students.
Excuse me, are you Mrs. Ross?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Ross. May I help you?
I'm Ed Silva, Eric's father.
Oh, hey, Mr. Silva. So nice to meet you. Your son is a great kid.
Oh, thanks. I think so, too. You had my older son, Richard, a few years back.
Ricky. I don't think I ever met you back then. Ricky. Yeah, how's he doing now?
Yeah, well, Ricky's still trying to get his act together, but that's a whole nother. Listen, do you have a minute?
Sure, but a minute's about all. It's midterms. In fact, Eric missed it, and we missed him. I hope he doesn't have that nasty strep that's going around.
No, not strep. Actually, it's, Eric's having some pretty severe anxiety. Upset stomach, headaches. Took him to the doctor, and apparently it is anxiety.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, he's got nothing to be anxious about in my class. He's doing beautifully, especially his writing. And your son is very gifted.
Right. Thank you. That's great, but, actually it's... It's not his classwork that he's worried about.
Ah, I see. Problems at home?
Nothing more than usual. No, actually, Miss Ross. And this is actually hard for me to say. It has to do with you.
With me?
Yeah. Eric finally opened up to me last night about the fact that he's, not really comfortable with some of the personal stuff that's happening between you and him.
Personal stuff. You can't be serious.
Excuse me, Miss Ross, but when it comes to my son, I am dead serious. Look, Ricky flew right by your class and eventually got kicked out of school, so you know I went through hell with one son. I'm not letting anything happen to Eric.
Mr. Silva, with all due respect, I would never let anything happen to Eric either. I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Well, Eric showed me this note from you.
Okay, hey, awesome guy. Your short story was wonderful. Where did you get all those thoughts about love, personal experience? Come by for some more one-on-one hugs, Ms. R. Okay. Mr. Selva, I'm not sure what you're objecting to here. I'm his English teacher. It's a note of encouragement about his writing, that's all.
Don't you think asking a ninth grader questions about his love experience is way too personal?
Well, wait a minute. Those were rhetorical questions, Mr. Silva. I wasn't asking for details. I was paying him a compliment. I thought Eric was mature enough to understand that. I guess I was wrong.
I also didn't know until last night you had meetings alone with Eric after school and actually drove him home. It made him really uncomfortable, which is, I guess, why he never mentioned it to me until last night.
We were working on a writing project. I meet individually with kids all the time, especially if they've got real talent like Eric. He missed his bus a few times, so I drove him home. He seemed perfectly comfortable. In fact, I think he asked for the rides. If he wasn't comfortable, he should have said something.
Look, you're his teacher. He looks up to you. He didn't want to upset you. The note saying you wanted more one-on-one time with him made him not want to go to school. It made him feel pressured.
Eric has a vivid imagination. That's why he's such a good writer. The only pressure I put on these kids is to be the best they can be.
Eric said sometimes on those rides home, you talk to him about your social life and ask him about his. I just don't think those things are the type of thing that a teacher and student should be talking about.
Oh, good Lord, Mr. Silva, please. I mean, okay, maybe I mentioned I had a dinner date and asked Eric if he was going to the ninth grade dance. He's been very forthcoming with me about his life in the context of his writing, and he seemed interested in mine. I open up to my students. That helps them open up to me. That's a good thing, don't you think? I mean, I always wished I could have gotten Ricky to open up so I could have helped him more. Well, I mean, you can't mentor kids from a distance. You have to get up close and personal with them.
Maybe, but that doesn't mean you should be getting physical with the kids.
What do you mean getting physical? What are you implying?
Well, from what Eric says, you're a touchy-feely kind of person. Look, I know you probably don't mean anything by it, but for a 14-year-old kid, a teacher hugging you, whatever, it can be kind of confusing, you know? Come on, look, I'm 43 years old, and I'd be way uncomfortable if my boss hugged me. Plus, he says you sometimes comment on the way he looks, on what he's wearing, that he's shaving already, that kind of thing, and it makes the poor kid really, really self-conscious.
Eric has expressed a lot of insecurity to me. His self-esteem is low. Did you know that, Mr. Silva? I want him to know what a special, wonderful young man he is. Have you ever heard of the saying, no good deed goes unpunished? Frankly, that's how I'm feeling right now. I give everything I've got to all my kids, including Eric, to help them reach their potential, to be successful in school and in life, to know they are important and special. I've never had anything but my kids' best interests at heart. This feels like an inquisition. I honestly don't know what to say.
How about, thank you for bringing this to my attention. I'm sorry Eric's uncomfortable, and I'll stop doing whatever it is I'm doing to make him feel that way. That's what I expected. Let me tell you something. Ricky takes after his mom, but Eric, he takes after me. He and I are both shy by nature, okay? It was very hard for me to bring myself in here and talk to you about this, but I did it calmly and respectfully. Look, I'm not an ingrate. I understand you've done a lot of good things for Eric, so I wanted to do you the courtesy of come in here and speak to you directly to try and solve the problem. I didn't think you'd be so angry and defensive. Now I'm afraid you might take it out on Eric and make him pay for this meeting.
No, of course I won't do that, Mr. Silva. I appreciate your coming to me. It was a shock. I'm sorry about my reaction. Please, let's calm down.
No, Mrs. Ross. You've made yourself quite clear. I've got no choice. I'm going to go speak to the principal right now.
Mr. Silva, there's no need to get... Mr. Silva, wait, we can...